just a black coffee and a tea.
So I didn't know any of this stuff was coming out. So when I got handed all this, I was like, oh, I'm a huge fan, So I'm very excited. It's about time these early ones got the...
On its way.
Ian Lee, yeah. It's about time, because the earlier albums are kind of slightly overlooked, I think, compared to like Finished Green and stuff.
And some of them tend to get a little pushed.
Well, that was in the days when you'd do like two or three albums a year, you know, three or four albums a year sometimes. I'm a big Beach Boys fan as well, and there was a period they're doing like four, five, six albums a year.
Pet Sounds.
Pet Sounds is fantastic. Love it.
I always thought it was better than... Sergeant Pepper.
I didn't. Do you know? I don't really get Sergeant Pepper. I don't think. I much prefer.
Frank Zappa's.
We're only in it for the money. Yeah, which is great. But I like Revolver because Revolver's got more of a sense of humour to it. And Sergeant Pepper's quite dry and it's just them showing off a bit.
Strange.
Yeah.
I think people thought they had like it.
Yeah.
That was a big thing then.
Yeah.
It was right now. It's like people see it high profile.
Yeah.
And think they should like.
Yeah. I'm one of the few people that's come out and said, it's got a couple of good songs on it, but it's a bit overrated. Revolver and Abbey Road are where it's at for me, you know.
Revolver, right.
Revolver's a great record. And Rubber Soul, those two, Rubber Soul and Revolver go to kind of hand in hand for me, I think. It's that kind of crossover from pop to acid, and you can kind of hear the, you know, it's a treat. So, Dave, you sit there, please, sir. What we're going to do is we'll have a chat for as long as we feel comfortable, like 3-4 hours.
I'm joking.
You don't need the headphones on if you don't want. I'm going to wear mine, but you don't need them.
I might do.
And what we'll do is we'll cut this down to sort of 2 4- or 5-minute chunks that will play out during the show.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing will go out as a podcast, and that will get sort of about 10,000 downloads as well.
Cool.
A bit more, actually, these days. So... anything I ask you don't want to answer,
I won't say.
Stick your fingers up at me and we'll move on.
So,
right.
Coffee's on its way and they'll
bring it in.
Okay. Those. Yeah, I've got that cue sheet.
You've got the cheats. Right, are you ready to
start?
Yeah,
the cheats, man, yeah.
I'm very, very excited. I have got, rock legend, yeah, I guess. It's Dave Davis. Hello, Dave, how are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I can't get plugged in.
Is it working?
I'll take it off, leave it. I love wearing headphones.
I know, you don't need them. It's just
I know, but the thing is, when you're recording, you always feel better when you got them on.
Yeah, no.
Hey, can you hear us now, Dave?
Yeah.
There we go.
I feel like I'm doing something for real now.
Doing a session and stuff. Yeah. It's so nice to meet you. I'm a huge Kinks fan.
Hey, that's good, Ian.
You are one of the people that... I play guitar a little bit. I'm no good. I'm more of a ukulele man now. I've got the baby. But you are one of the people that got me into playing guitars. I think you are one of the unsung guitar greats of the 60s, 70s and 80s. You know, you invented the first punk riff with You Really Got Me.
Well, I don't know what to say. I guess so.
I love it, modest as well, it's great.
But I didn't realise that original guitar sound on You Really Got Me, I made it, I was going to kick the amp to death, really.
Really?
Because it was so boring sounding, just ching, 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 you know.
Yeah.
And in a moment of madness, I decided to get a single-sided razor blade.
Yeah.
And sliced the cone of the speaker up all the way around.
I love it.
I left it intact.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't think it would work. So, and I plugged my guitar in, which was a Harmony Meteor.
Right.
40 quid.
Fantastic.
Which is a lot, though.
Yeah, of course. Back then, there's a fortune.
And then I put it, plugged it in the amp and I was away.
Yeah.
And that raunchy, gritty sound came
in. Dirty sound. Unusual, you know, unusual. Now,
well, people
for the time,
hated it.
Yeah.
They couldn't record it. They didn't know how to record. The problems we had when we went to record it for the first time, engineers sort of, what's this? Can't possibly use.
Well, the engineers still wearing like suits or white lab coats in your day. That was the...
Well, it wasn't quite 1920s.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to be rude. I just wondered if it was still that kind of...
Oh, it's only, 50 years.
Only.
I don't know.
Isn't it amazing?
I can't remember that far back.
A lot has happened
Yeah.
since then. And I saw you chaps play geez, this is probably 20-odd years ago, at Alexandra Palace.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I think, Squeeze were on the bill, Voice of the Beehive were on the bill.
That's right. It was they played with us.
Yeah, it was...
Everybody has played with us.
Yeah. It was
They've supported us blindly over the years.
Yeah.
And when we first started, we played Liverpool Empire, was it? And even the Beatles opened for us.
The Beatles opened. There, you can't. Not many people can say that. The Beatles opened for
they
you.
They didn't like us.
Why? Why didn't the Beatles like you?
I don't know. Nobody liked the Kinks. It was It was a weird time.
Yeah. Did you always feel like outcasts?
Yeah. Because we weren't as even in those early days, even the Stones were quite well groomed.
Yeah.
The ties and
yeah.
sort of Beatlish, but
yeah.
haircuts. And the Beatles were a very well groomed.
They were a slick organisation by that point, weren't they? Yeah.
But we didn't know what we were doing. You know, we just played and wore what we wore. And...
How long? I live in Muswell Hill now.
Ah.
I live. Bleep this bit out because I'm going to give my address.
Wow.
How long did you stay in Muswell Hill after the success? You know, once the success kicked in?
I think we've always had roots there.
Yeah.
I mean, my mum and family lived there many years after.
Right.
I was always going back.
And was it because Muswell Hill is such a nice, even now, it's like a nice, quaint little place.
Yeah, but it's different now, though. So everywhere is a suburb now.
Yeah.
Even in, you know, go to Devon, it's a suburb of London.
Of London. But if you imagine, it's 1967, you pop round to your mum's house in Muswell Hill, were there not like loads of screaming fans? Or was it weird, like
it was
a rock
really
star?
Weird. You know, my mum would invite them in for a cup of tea.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the 60s. You see, that would never happen now.
Oh, well, of course not.
You wouldn't get Bono's mum saying, oh, come in and have a little drink.
Well, it was like, you know, and there would be a few weird people, but it was very innocent time.
Yeah. I bet your mum was, when you took off, must have been over the moon, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think so. She loved it. She loved it all.
Yeah. She wasn't one of those people that said, oh, stop playing your guitar, Dave, go and get a real job.
Oh, opposite.
Really? She encouraged it all?
Well, she let me see my first guitar, Harmony and Meteor. Well, she put the first £5 down on
Fantastic.
When I got HP.
Yeah.
And which is like credit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the Never Never, of course.
Never Never.
Get it on the Never Never.
And I don't know what I would have done with that guitar, but it was like freeing up, you know.
You kind of found your voice, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You had the guitar.
You could get all that rage and angst and.
I kind of feel that you were overshadowed in the 60s in terms of people because you had such explosive guitar players like Townsend, Jimi Hendrix. But I would put you up there with those guitar players. You were kind of a bit more solid in your performance and a bit more stationary. But I would totally put you up there as being as great and as innovative as those guys.
Thank you. I think you're right.
Oh.
I agree. I don't know, but Townsend often, you know, he's often been a big supporter of my guitar.
Right.
I mean, they wouldn't have had a career if it wasn't for the Kinks.
Exactly. But didn't they steal your producer?
Oh, they might have been on money.
Didn't they steal? Was it Shel Talmy? Was he around?
Well, Shel, yeah, he's still around, I think. Yeah, he was their producer as well.
Yeah.
I think he got a hit with the Kinks.
Yeah.
And then he thought he was in the running for the next Flavour of the Week.
Yeah.
Because it was like Flavour of the Week then.
Yeah.
Like you had to make records in like a few hours and they come out next week. And...
Well, we were saying just before that the Beach Boys I'm a huge fan of and you said that you've got a kinship towards, you know, that they would release 4 or 5 albums a year. And I'm guessing it was kind of similar for you guys as well then.
Oh, it was manic, really. But I loved it. I mean, we loved it because it was like, you didn't know what was going to happen next.
Yeah.
I mean, today everything's so measured and,
yeah.
you know, everybody can make music and in your front room on your laptop, on your iPhone.
Exactly, you can do it.
But then it was like you did it and you recorded it and it came. It was a very spontaneous, very highly creative time.
Yeah.
And it was... It was a very special time in those times.
Dave, I'm going to interrupt. Look, here comes our drinks.
Cup of tea.
The important bit. Your coffee's coming as well, I think. We'll keep all this bit in. This would probably be...
Yeah, why not?
nice and relaxed.
Very
and
spontaneous.
Exactly, you see. That's the way I like to do
organic
these things.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Look at this. Very exciting. We are getting Dave's tea. Nice cup of tea. Did you not get honey at the BBC? There you go, you see, Dave.
You can tell a lot about people by the tea they make.
Go on, any good?
I'll tell it. Wait for it. I was with Ray last week.
Yeah.
And I thought, are we going to have a good time or is it going to be bad? Or are we talking? He made me a cup of tea.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and I'm going to be able to tell how this is going to go by the tea. And I must say, he does make a good cup of tea.
You heard, there's an exclusive. Ray Davis makes a good cup of
tea. He really does. I thought I had it off, but I make good tea as well.
How is your cup of tea there, sir? Is it up to the Davis standards?
I thought it was a bit weak, so I'm kind of thinking, it's a bit nervous. The person made it in rather a hurry, I think.
Yeah, I think so. We know what you rock stars are like. And, very demanding.
And that's one of them.
Listen, you brought up Ray.
But it was very sweet.
Right.
And nice. That's nice. That's a sign of kindness.
You've mentioned Ray.
Kindness.
Are you friends? Are you okay? Are you two talking these days?
We're brothers.
I know. That can be such hard work, can't it?
Yeah. I think in our old age, we've learnt to choose our times to fight.
Yeah,
a lot better, a lot easier. So it's not too stressful.
You should be a politician with answers. Should we do the business? We've got albums that are being re-released.
Oh yeah,
early Kinks albums, which I think is great because
there's so many tracks on this one.
There's hundreds on there. Is each one a 3 CD?
I don't know.
Box set.
There's songs on there that I've never heard of before.
You played on them?
No. I told you, this is like visiting another planet.
Is that saying if you can remember the 60s, you weren't really there? And I'm guessing that the fog and the haze.
It's a good job I've got a really simple name. It's really easy to remember.
Makes life so much
Dave
easier.
Dave Davis. You can't forget it.
One, you remember the other one, you can
because
put the two
the first,
together.
Yeah. Dave. Look at his tracks, amazing.
So we've got the
BBC stuff on here as well. The old live.
So the albums we've got Kinda Kinks,
yeah,
The Kinks, and Kinks Controversy.
Yes, you're right. You do your research well.
Thank you for sending the information through. They're not the first Kinks albums, are they? There are a couple.
They're
before.
The first three
they
albums.
They are the first three,
yeah.
Are they? Okay, I thought there may be a couple before. So
and they're going to. I hope Universal are going to keep releasing them because there's another 70 that were made.
A few quid coming your way, I'd imagine, surely. Yeah. A few pounds going into the old
bank. I hope so.
A few shillings into the old bank. So they're being re-released. Let me get this right. Well, I'm looking at your PR person who's going to nod. 3 CDs in each. Yeah. Is that correct? And they've all got... So they've got the original album, demos, live tracks, B-sides...
Re-recordings. Stuff we never actually played.
Other bands doing stuff on
there. Oh, the Beatles.
Your opening actor on there. That's nice of them to do a little turn. Is it? Do you ever get...
They were pretty good, the Beatles.
They were all right.
Yeah, but they weren't as good as we were.
I think the Kinks just kind of had that subversive edge that the Beatles, they were great. You know, Revolver, Rubber Soul, Abbey Road, brilliant.
People never knew what to do with the Kinks.
Yeah.
Because our music was sort of a bit off the wall.
Even the
different.
Name Kinks was a bit... What?
Yeah.
It felt a bit dirty.
I still don't like it.
What were you before? The Ravens or something?
The Ravens. That was the name I liked.
Yeah.
Because when I wanted to wear black gloves. But you couldn't play the guitar.
I thought, damn.
Well, that's a good idea.
If you weren't called the Kinks, you wouldn't have had that. You wouldn't have been able to use that K all the time. Everything's the Kinks controversy.
Well, we had a problem with it when we first went to the States.
Yeah.
Because the K's were KKK.
Oh, really? They thought you were some
so
racist.
So people thought, hello. You know, all the conspiracy theorists were, what are they? Who are they really? Who really runs these people? What's going on?
Yeah. Good job they didn't go with the other idea you had of wearing pillowcases on your head as well. That would have gone down terribly over there. It would have been awful.
Wasn't it?
Can I ask, this is something that I've never quite understood. What happened in the States in the 60s? Because you kind of went over there and then didn't go back for years. Was there was trouble, but I've never been able to find out what that trouble...
It's funny you should say that, because I never knew.
No. Really?
No, it was something... You have to remember that, you know, I said before about the Beatles and Stones were actually well-groomed, organised machines, yeah. Really. And we didn't really know what we were doing.
Yeah.
So we hired two wonderful managers that pretended they knew what they were doing. So we thought, ooh. And everybody else knew what they were doing. Yeah. But nobody knew what
they
were doing.
No one had a clue. No. Fantastic.
And so we went to America. And, you know, the unions, and they ran everything, and we weren't used to it. And I think we just got in trouble because I thought we could just do what you liked.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You could to an extent. In England, in Europe, people were so ready for something new and unusual and spontaneous. It was all the time. The timing was perfect for new stuff, whatever it was. I think America was still kind of a bit lost in the 50s.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
And so we come along, and I'm expecting to go to... when I was a kid, listening to, like, Frank Sinatra and Elvis and all these great people.
Yeah.
And the music was so outdated. There was no young people's music at the time. So it was like still Buffon's hair in the 50s.
So you pissed off the States, basically.
Yep. But the kids liked us. When we went back, but we couldn't go back there because at that time it was very... We got banned for 3 years and we couldn't get visas or anything. So that was a smart move. But in a way, it was a good move because... we still had to make music, and I think it turned our music inward a little bit, and we started to reflect more. I think Kinks music's always been, we've always drawn very heavily on family and our background, and I think we utilised those forces a lot in a lot of music.
I think you're right.
Like with Village Green, and later with Arthur.
Yeah,
and
you compare it to bands like The Who and The Beatles and stuff, and you can see them looking worldwide for their influences. There's a lot of American and Indian influence, stuff like that. And the Kinks, very English. Not even British, just very English for that period of the 60s. And then, of course, in the 70s...
But that was their roots.
Yeah.
That was what, you know... someone asked me the other day if we could... sum up what the Kinks are in one word, which is impossible. I would say family. Because if you listen to all the music, if you've got that much time, probably take you about a year. No. How long would it take?
Someone must have done that. Listen, put every Kinks song
some
on back
of
to
these
back.
Wonderful but crazy Kinks fans in America, they do stuff like that.
Yeah,
they have
course.
Listening parties that go on for weeks. You know,
but then of course,
and these obscure tracks, you know, that nobody's ever heard of.
And then in the 70s, when things maybe quietened down a little bit in the UK in terms of sales and things, then you were huge over in the States, weren't you, throughout a bit of the 70s?
I think the difference was that sort of climate at that time of music, it was very fickle, Europe.
Mm.
And like, if you had one flop, that you're dead.
Oh, Dave Davies? I bet you would have turned it off for the BBC. Unbelievable. Is it anyone famous?
Is anyone famous, Chris? he's gone. If I'm back. What was really interesting about America at that time? I was silly. I hate that. When people do that to me, I go ape shit. I don't like that. Rude.
You are the difficult
people.
Davis brother. It turns out it's true. Well done, well done.
Nice sweet tea, this. Anyway, I think...
The fickleness of,
the fickle,
of music.
The fickle music public, at that time.
Mm.
And virtually when we did go back to the States in 1969, we virtually had to start all over again.
Yeah.
new albums, and our music was more album oriented then. That you could actually make 6-minute songs and have themes and concepts and things, which were wonderful. But America, with America, we discovered that if they like you, they'll stay with it.
Yeah.
Whereas here, if you have a flop, you know.
Yeah, exactly. The Who. No, not The Who, but...
The Who?
The Who.
I've never heard of The Who.
Do you, looking back at these old albums, do you... I'm always curious. These are 50 years old, as you say.
You're funny.
I ain't started yet, Dave. You wait. Now, do you like looking back at the old stuff, or do you just think, oh, Jesus, not really? You really got me again. Seriously? You know, is it like that?
Fortunately, I've got really bad memories, so every time I play a Kinks record, I think, wow!
Those guys are good!
They're good, where'd they come from? Muswell Hill? I went there once.
So you don't, you're all right with the history of the band, and you're proud of it?
I'm very proud of what we did, and I think that, how can you not be, you know? It's wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
it is,
and you look
stuff,
back
it's...
and you think, did we do that?
Yeah.
You know?
Can I say, what, did, you never did a solo album in the end, did you?
I did, and I've been doing quite a few since.
Have you really? I apologise,
I've got one here you can...
Oh, in that case, I'm in, definitely.
I did one in 1980 was the official first solo, Dave Davis solo album.
Okay.
No, I had one at 82, and I've had a few...
I apologise, there are gaps in my knowledge.
That's all right, we can put that right.
it's being put
we
right.
We ways have ways of changing that.
So why did it take you so long, though? You're saying 80, 82, why?
Well, there was... it was... let me see.
You had
the first album,
singles.
We had singles, Susanna's Still Alive and
Death
things like
that. Fantastic
Death,
records.
At late... 60s, they tried to put me in a cheap studio, a bit like this is here.
I'm sorry, it's the best we could do. They're using the proper one upstairs.
It's just so posh in there.
Thank you.
Okay, we just come from down the road. It's shabby.
BBC.
So they called it...
cut that bit.
Anyway, no, you keep it. It's funny.
Yeah, this is true.
It's true. The truth show. Boy.
There was a question in there somewhere, I can't remember. Oh, yes.
So if you, move on, if no, you well, like. We can talk about my new CD.
What took you so long to... We will talk about the new CD, definitely, but I was wondering why, after those singles, you didn't then follow up with an album immediately?
I've always been the sort of person that responds to things through my feelings.
Yeah.
If you don't feel right, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And... not very practical sometimes, but I've always been like that.
Yeah.
And the management at the time, people saying, come on, just make a solo album. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
And I felt miserable. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm writing songs about crying, falling over, and depression.
Yeah.
And it's raining, baby. And I'm thinking, oh, this isn't me. I don't want to do it, so I'm not going to do it. Didn't feel right.
Yeah. So which one of these here is the new album? I have several albums here.
Well, there's an album there that called The Ashir Project.
I'm glad you said that. I was struggling. Okay, The Ashir Project, yes.
And it's... The Ashir Project is me and my son, Russ.
Oh, okay.
Who's a wonderful composer, musician.
Fantastic, yeah.
And we've written this album called The Ashir Project.
Yeah.
And the theme concept is called Two Worlds.
Yeah.
Maybe when you've had a listen to it, maybe you could play it another day.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
But so that's the most current thing that I've been doing.
What's it like working with your son? Who's the boss? Does he do what Dad says, or is he boss you around?
It's two way street.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's the best way I've ever worked.
Yeah.
You know, just before you feel your ego coming. Oh yeah, just. Calm down, let music speak for
that
itself.
That must be fun. It's
hard to do that.
Yeah.
Because everybody's, what about this? Oh, I've got this idea and I've got this idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to be really cool
and
relaxed and let the thing emerge.
And do you think part of that is, A, it's your son, but part of that is kind of getting older and you learn to take a step back sometimes?
I think it's a lot to do with L-O-V-E, man.
Yeah, hey, listen, it's the greatest four-letter word.
it's so supportive of creative ideas and feelings.
Yeah.
And once you got in that mode of allowing things to happen and you trust what's happening, things do happen.
Yeah.
I'm a great believer in that mystical, magical things in music.
If people want to get these, you've handed me a DVD, a couple of CDs. Is there a website that people can go to? I see DaveDavies.com is the place to head for. You can get all these things
on
there.
That's the main avenue for them at the moment.
We will put a link, DaveDavies.com, we'll put a link for that up on our website and we will send people in that direction. In the meantime, the Kinks albums that are being released.
The first three.
Kinks, Kinda Kinks, they're coming out. Beautiful packages, three CDs full of rarities and B-sides.
I know, they've done a great job.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Oh, you haven't seen the finished artwork?
Not the finished project, but I'm hoping some will turn up in my in tray in a week or two. Who knows? Who knows? And very quickly, are you well? I know you were very poorly a little while ago. Are you feeling well? Are you healthy?
I feel great.
Brilliant.
And all the better for meeting you.
May God bless you for that. Dave Davis, it's an honour to meet you. Genuinely, I'm a huge fan and I was very excited when we were told that you were coming in.
Hey, cool.
Best of luck with the Kinks re-releases, the solo stuff. And do you want to pick one Kinks song to play now? Do you know it? Can you remember it?
Oh,
man. It doesn't have to be any of the obvious ones. If there's like one that you think has never been played or...
I think a song that I think has always been the kind of to me and to a lot of really hardcore Kinks fans, it's been like an anthem. And it's one of my favourite Kinks songs is I'm Not Like Everybody Else.
Well done, that's the
correct
answer.
But I don't know if it's on this.
I don't think
it might just sneaked out of that era.
It's
period.
On my iPod, I know that for a fact. So it's good definitely man. Getting played. Dave, it's lovely to meet you. Thank you very
Great.
Much for coming
Thank you,
in.
Ian. Fabulous.
There we go. I shall stop.